Lesson 5, Born Again. John chapters 3 through 4. Purpose. To help class members understand that to receive everlasting life, we must be born again and continue to follow Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. Jesus teaches Nicodemus that all must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus teaches that He is the only begotten Son of God, sent to save mankind. B. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. Jesus teaches a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Many Samaritans are converted. 2. Additional reading, Topical Guide, Living Water, page 294. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring to class A. A healthy, well-watered plant and a plant that is wilted from lack of water, or draw on the chalkboard a healthy plant and a wilted plant as shown in the attention activity. And there is an illustration of this on the top of page 19. B. A pitcher of water. 4. If the following materials are available, use some of them during the lesson. A. The pitcher Christ and the Samaritan woman, item number 62169, Gospel Art Picture Kit 217. B. The woman at the well, an 8-minute segment from New Testament Video Presentations, item number 53914. C. A map of the Holy Land in New Testament times, map 11 in the LDS edition of the Bible, printed in 1999 or later, map 14 in printings before 1999. 5. Suggestion for teaching. Knowing that individuals are responsible to learn the gospel, we may ask, what is the role of teachers? It is to help individuals take responsibility for learning the gospel, to awaken in them the desire to study, understand, and live the gospel, and to show them how to do so. Teaching No Greater Call, item number 36123, page 61. Suggested lesson development, attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display the healthy plant and the wilted plant. See the preparation section or draw them on the chalkboard as shown on the top of page 19. Also display the pitcher of water. What happens to a plant if it does not receive water? What happens to us if we do not receive water? Explain that just as we will die physically, if we do not receive physical water, we will die spiritually if we do not receive spiritual water. This lesson tells of Jesus' teachings about being born of the water and the Spirit and about the living water He offers. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Jesus teaches Nicodemus that all must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Discuss John chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Nicodemus was a leader in the Jewish community. He came to Jesus knowing that Jesus was a teacher come from God. John chapter 3, verse 2. What did Jesus teach Nicodemus that we must do to enter the kingdom of God? See John chapter 3, verse 5. What does it mean to be born of water? John chapter 3, verse 5, to be baptized. How is baptism a symbol of rebirth? Being immersed in water symbolizes the death or burial of our past sins. When we rise out of the water, we start a new life. What does it mean to be born of the Spirit? John chapter 3, verse 5. To receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Elder Bruce R. McConkie taught that church members are not born again by the mere fact of baptism alone. Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 1, page 142. Besides being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, what else is necessary in becoming born again. See John chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 18. Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Chapter 27, verses 25 through 26. Alma chapter 5, verses 14 through 35. And chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. You may want to have class members mark phrases in these verses that relate to being born again. A sample list is provided below. Point out that the verses from the Book of Mormon clarify what it means to be born again. A. Believing in Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 18. B. Experiencing a mighty change in our hearts that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. See also Alma chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 and verse 26. C. Being changed from a carnal and fallen state to a state of righteousness. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 25. D. Becoming God's sons and daughters. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7 and chapter 27, verse 25. E. Becoming new creatures. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 26. F. Having the image of God engraven upon our countenances. Alma chapter 5, verse 19. See also verse 14. G. Repenting so our garments are purified until they are cleansed from all stain through the blood of Christ. Alma chapter 5, verse 21. See also Alma chapter 5, verse 19, verses 33 through 34, and chapter 22, verse 18. Elder McConkie also taught that being born again doesn't happen in an instant. It is a process. Jesus Christ and Him crucified in 1976 Devotional Speeches of the Year, page 399. What can we do to continue this process throughout our lives? See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 through 20. How can we overcome discouragement or setbacks in our spiritual progress? What changes have you observed in yourself or someone else during the process of becoming born again? Invite a class member to read John chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 aloud. How are these truths about the Savior's mission related to His commandment that we be born again? Jesus used the concepts of light and darkness to teach Nicodemus, John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Why do some choose darkness over light? How can we maintain the ability to love the light and shun darkness? What promises has the Lord made to those who come to the light? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 24, and section 88, verse 67. 2. Jesus teaches a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Read and discuss selected verses from John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. Display the map of the Holy Land. Explain that while Jesus and His disciples were traveling from Judea to Galilee, you may want to point out these places on the map, they stopped to rest at Jacob's well in Samaria. While Jesus sat by the well, a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Display the picture of the woman at the well. If you are using the video presentation, The Woman at the Well, show it now. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans, John chapter 4, verse 9, and usually avoided Samaria when traveling. Yet Jesus deliberately went through Samaria. What does this reveal about Him? Who are some Samaritans in today's world? Answers may include any person or group considered inferior. How should we treat them? How did the Samaritan woman make it easier for Jesus to teach her? See John chapter 4, verse 9, verses 11 through 12, 15, 19, and verse 25. Answers may include that she was humble, she desired to know more, and she believed His words. What can we do to become more receptive to the Savior's teachings? How did the Samaritan woman change as Jesus spoke to her? How did Jesus bring about this change? Answers may include that He taught her at her level of understanding. He testified of Himself. He used the symbol of water powerfully, and He showed compassion. How can we follow His example as we teach others? Jesus told the Samaritan woman that He could give her living water. John chapter 4, verse 10. What do you think living water means? See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 25. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 23. Answers may include the doctrines of the gospel, the love of God, and the atonement. How can we obtain living water? How has this living water blessed you? The Samaritan woman had come to the well for water, John chapter 4, verse 7. However, after she spoke with Jesus, she left her pitcher at the well and went to tell others about the experience. John chapter 4, verses 28 through 29. What can we learn from her example? How were other people blessed because of the faith of the Samaritan woman? See John chapter 4, verses 39 through 42. How have you been blessed or seen others blessed for believing in the Lord? How can our faith affect those around us? Conclusion. If you use the attention activity, display the plants in the water pitcher again. Explain that just as plants need water to live, we need to follow the Savior and His teachings to be born again and have everlasting life. Testify of the truths you have discussed during the lesson. Challenge class members to seek Jesus Christ, follow Him, and continue in the process of being born again. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. I am not the Christ, but I am sent before Him. John chapter 3, verse 28. In John chapter 3, verses 25 through 36, what is John's attitude about his role in relationship to the Savior's? How does John's attitude exemplify true discipleship? How can we apply this attitude to our service in the church? 2. The fields are white already to harvest. John chapter 4, verse 35. What did Jesus teach His disciples about missionary work in John chapter 4, verses 35 through 38? What did He mean when He said the field was white and ready to harvest? How did the Savior apply this same symbol in Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verses 1 through 4, and section 75, verses 3 through 5? Ask class members to share experiences they have had when sharing the gospel with others. 3. Jesus heals a nobleman's son. Read and discuss John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. What did the nobleman want of Jesus? See John chapter 4, verses 46 through 47. What was Jesus' first reply to him? See John chapter 4, verse 48. How did the nobleman respond? See John chapter 4, verse 49. What was Jesus' second response to the nobleman? See John chapter 4, verse 50. What was the nobleman's reaction? See John chapter 4, verse 50. What was the result of the nobleman's faith? See John chapter 4, verses 51 through 54. What can we learn from this account about the power of faith? End of Lesson 5, Born Again.